Nearly every summer since becoming a mom, I have come up with this grand plan of everything that we're going to do as a family and all the things that I'm going to get ahead of for my business during my summer downtime. But alas, what I seem to forget every summer since becoming a mom is that moms and business owners don't really get downtime. There's just always something going on. In fact, I feel like every summer is getting busier and busier and shorter and shorter, and yet I still envision myself doing way more than is humanly possible over the course of those 3 months. But this year, I am taking a different approach. Sure, I still have a grand plan of the places that I want to go, or the rooms that I want to get organized, or the updates to my website that I think that I'm going to make. Because the planning and the dreaming, that is where us ADHDers excel. It's what makes things creative or fun for us. But I am also going to be applying the strategies that we are discussing today to my grand summer plan, because as with all things ADHD, awareness is power. By creating awareness around what I'd like to be doing along with my actual available time and energy, and then looking at a range of outcomes that I would consider success, I can actually continue to make progress on my goals and my grand summer plan. But before we start strategizing for our successful summer, let me introduce myself in case you are new here. I'm Christy Lingo, the ADHD mompreneur. I'm an ADHD accountability coach for ADHD mom business owners who need help breaking their big ideas down into more manageable chunks. Then I follow up with you to make sure that you are making progress and staying on track. Also, you can continue to consistently work towards your goals. I also have a lot of firsthand experience with ADHD because I myself am diagnosed and I am also the parent to an ADHD child. To learn more about my coaching programs and how I could support you in making your big ideas into the success you know is possible, visit my website at theadhdmompreneur.com. So what I would actually like to focus on today is less about the step-by-step process of creating a plan or setting goals, because us ADHDers are actually pretty good at the planning part. I would dare say that if planning something out were all you had to do in order for it to be a success, us ADHDers would by far be the most successful people on the planet. It's when it comes to the follow-through, or the task initiation, or the motivation to stick with something after the initial excitement wears down. That is where we struggle. And that's why I want to focus today on what we can do as ADHD moms and ADHD entrepreneurs to create a little bit of structure and routine around the spontaneity of summer. I want you to stay on track, but also realize that there is a bit of wiggle room when it comes to what success looks like for your business or for your family plans this summer. So without further ado, here are 6 strategies that I recommend we take as ADHD mom entrepreneurs in order to get what we want out of the summer, but also create a realistic awareness around what we can do when it comes to our available time and energy. First up, know your schedule. I've spent the last couple of weeks entering in all the different activities and camps and things to do on our family schedule. And as of right now, we currently only have 6 days during the month of June where we don't have anything scheduled yet. And it is really important for me to see this information because June is going to be a really rough time for me in terms of finding time to work. It also means that I should probably refrain from launching a new product or starting some big new campaign during that month because I'm basically going to be living in my car going here, there, and everywhere. And when I think about what I'll be working on for that busy month, it's also important for me to implement my second strategy, which is create a range of expectations. If there's a mindset us ADHDers often get stuck in, it would be the perfectionism trap. If it can't be exactly the way that we originally envisioned it, is it even worth doing? Well, usually yes. But it can be really difficult for us ADHDers to start a task or continue working on one if we don't feel like it can be done the right way. By creating a range of positive outcomes, we can actually make progress towards completing this task or project without feeling like, if I can't do it this way, then I'm not gonna do it at all. An example of a range of outcomes may be my recent foray back into the social media world. My best version of this plan was to create 6 pieces of content that would be rotated through 6 different platforms over the course of 2 weeks, then rinse and repeat. And I have yet to accomplish this. But what I have accomplished, I would consider my better version of my social media plan, which is to create the content and then try to post to each platform at least once per week. And if life gets in the way, as it often does at the end of the school year with band concerts and soccer tournaments, I would allow myself the good version of my plan, which is to create the pieces of content and then at least try to get 1 piece out to each platform over the course of 2 weeks. Good, better, best. All of them get me towards my overall goal of getting myself back out onto social media. It's just some are a little bit more robust than others. And speaking of modifying plans because life gets in the way, it's also very important to embrace flexibility. No matter how much you plan ahead or put things onto a schedule, there are always going to be opportunities or events that pop up out of the blue and throw a monkey wrench in even the most well-thought-out plan. Being flexible with what we can and will do when these instances occur can go a long way in helping us continue to make progress without feeling like we have to burn ourselves out in order to do so. And speaking of avoiding burnout, it is also very important to set clear boundaries. If you are serious about growing your small business, you simply cannot take the entire summer off. Well, at least you can't unless your systems are in place and humming along and your team knows exactly what needs to be done, every I dotted, every T crossed. So most of us are going to need to work both on and in our businesses during the summer when our kids are home. But that doesn't mean that you have to devote every single unscheduled minute to working on or in your business. It also means your kids will be okay if you need to take an hour or two and sneak behind a closed door with your laptop in order to get some work done. Establishing clear boundaries around your work and your family during the summer means that your team and your clients are well aware of when you will be available, especially if you are going to be scaling back some during the summer months. It also means that your kids are aware that there are some days that mama's gotta work. And if that nasty mom guilt starts to rear its ugly head because you're worried that kids will be bored, that you're not planning some sort of entertainment for them every single waking minute, remind yourself of the amazing example that you are setting about hard work, dedication, commitment, entrepreneurship, and setting boundaries. Another key way to combat potential burnout as you juggle all the things during the summer months is to remember you. We've talked about the kids' schedule, we've talked about the work schedule, but what about you? What have you done for you lately? Or what do you plan to do for you this summer? Planning to recharge your batteries regularly during the summer months doesn't mean that you have to plan some extravagant trip by yourself or monthly spa days, but it can be extremely helpful for our energy and our mood if we are able to plan some time, preferably daily, to do something that is specifically for us. Think reading, working out, cooking, baking, crafting, listening to music or a podcast that you love. Anything that you do that would bring a smile to your face or the thought, man, I really enjoy this, while you're doing it. And finally, if you are struggling to juggle all the things, or if you look at your schedule and think to yourself, there is just no way I'm going to be able to do any of this, let alone all of this, it may be time to ask for help. Is there someone on your kids' summer sports team that you could create a carpool with so that you're not the one who always has to drive to and from practices? Could your spouse or your kids be in charge of a meal or two during the week? Should you hire someone to create and post for your social media over the summer? Help can come in a lot of different forms. And just a reminder, there is no prize for burning yourself out trying to juggle all the things and be everything everywhere all at once. So as you look at your summer schedule and start to create a range of outcomes that you would consider a success for your summer goals, as you embrace flexibility in your schedule and set boundaries around the things that are really important to you as a mom and as a business owner, and as you make sure that you are taking time to take care of yourself, be sure to also look for places where you can ask for help so you don't have to do it all. I'm curious, when you think about past summers and trying to juggle all the things with your family and your business, are there any particular struggles that stick out to you? Comment below or leave me a voicemail message at the link in the show description. And if you haven't already, make sure you've hit the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes, like next week, where I'll be taking you through my process for weekly and daily planning. Until then, keep making your ADHD journey part of your success story.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur Podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,